Pod Culture, episode 269, The Green Lantern Special, for Wednesday, June 22nd, 2011. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 85,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture. In geekest day and nerdest night, no fandom shall escape our sight. Let those who worship boredom's might beware our power, pod culture's might.
Nerd alert.
Nice. Nice. Yeah.
We nerd alert. That's 260 plus episodes, almost 270 something episodes now. They ought to know that. Welcome to Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Shane.
Hi, Shane.
Hey, yeah, Shane's hello. Back.
We're glad to have you, Shane.
Thank you. Thank you.
And as you couldn't guess by the little intro, it's our little Green Lantern special.
What is as bad as I thought it'd be. Good job.
Oh, gee, thanks.
He's met you, Brad.
That's as close to a compliment as you're going to get.
Yeah. he
must
you.
Be bad. He's moving out of the neighborhood. We just got back from seeing Green Lantern in 3D.
3D!
Opening
3D!
Yeah.
Face in 3D!
Final warning, I'm sure there's going to be full spoilers, so if you haven't seen it, you might want to save this episode.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the thing is, though, if you're not a fan and you don't already know the story, I don't know a lot of people, unless you are the significant other of a super geek, I don't imagine you're just going to go willy-nilly. So I imagine that if you're going to see it anyway, you already kind of know the story.
Familiar.
So it's not really that spoilery, really.
It's like all the pieces are there. It's just how they put them together.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. What did everyone think? Glenn?
I thought it was really, really, really good.
Really good.
I don't think it was greatest thing ever, but it was really, really, really good.
And yeah, because you've been reading the comic as long as
I
have.
Did you read my email this morning to Zeta? We were laughing about that.
What?
Because in the beginning, because Shane said it was fabulous. And I said, well, Brad said it didn't suck. And then when I told Brad, I told Zeta that, he said, no, I really liked it. And then we kept going back and forth. And she said, by the time we get done, it's going to be the best movie ever in big letters. So I was like, did he read my email?
I say it's not the best movie ever, but I was much like the first Transformers. I went in expecting complete and utter shit. So, you know, you set the bar really, really low, and you go in, and you enjoy it.
He does that for most things, though.
I'm never disappointed.
It really works.
I mean, the way I look at it, I mean, summer movies, you know they're going to have that summer movie feel to it. So I kind of expect certain things, so I'm not, like, you know, all pissed off about it. You know, I want to see a bunch of explosions and CGI and action. You know, as long as it has that and decent storyline, you know, I'm happy. I'm not picky, you know.
Well, I think it's not going to dethrone Iron Man.
No.
You know, it's not going to have that just amazing oomph to it that everyone's going to just love it, no matter who they are. It didn't hit that mark.
Yeah, Iron Man, not Iron Man 2.
Not Iron Man 2, which was okay.
And as a super hottie, I don't think you can dethrone Robert Downey Jr.
Okay. Just saying,
from a girl perspective.
I hear some of the girls really like Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, he was adorable. Yeah.
And, you know, him also being, like, half naked through the whole thing. I mean,
that was not bad either.
Whoa, she just kind of...
Well...
Old tidy whitey.
Almost floated away there for a second, I think.
Well, I've liked him for a long time. He's just cool.
I think she got kind of dreamy-eyed a little bit. Lively, what's her name?
Blake Lively.
She wasn't bad. She was nice to look at.
Didn't really look like Carol a whole lot, but she was pretty good.
Yeah. Worked for me. I'm not familiar with the way
that,
her look in the comic or whatever. I'm not familiar with that, but I enjoyed her.
There's an action figure around here somewhere.
So.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, I don't think I've seen a lot of Star Sapphire action figures, but I don't think I've ever seen like a Carol action
figure. No, there's really not. A lot of Star Sapphire stuff.
There.
So, overall, what do you think, Adam?
I thought it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't great. Not being familiar with the... I'm familiar with it, not being steeped in the Green Lantern lore and all the stories and the comics and everything like that. It was, as far as a movie goes, it was okay. I can see where it probably wouldn't appeal to the larger masses, mm-hmm. the more common folk, I guess, shall we say. But, you know, geeks, nerds, comic book fans, I can see where they would like it. Had some good action in it. There were some parts that kind of dragged for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It just kind of got just slow, like at some points.
Yeah.
Which is weird because it's kind of a short movie, and in some way, at least to me, there seemed like there was parts missing from places.
Yeah, it in some places it did seem kind of fragmented,
mm-hmm.
almost. So I'm not sure if that was editing or just maybe deleted scenes that were pulled awkwardly.
Find out for the Green Ray DVD.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to seeing what we missed.
Now, I would love to see the making of.
Wouldn't you imagine that? You were talking about, you know, the masses, but what about kids, though? Can you imagine kids are going to love it?
Kids, you
think?
I would think so, but there were more than a few slow moments in there.
Yeah.
So I can see where kid might lose interest, because there's a lot of dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
So, here it is. There's a lot of ramping up to things.
Yeah.
So he really didn't reach his full power, you know, or potential. And I know it's still an origin story, so things need to be set up and things like that, but well, it's kind of hard to explain.
It's very roller coaster like where you're
exactly what you mean.
Where I notice where it's like a roller coaster, like you're going up and going up and going up, and it's very slow getting there, and then all of a sudden it goes really fast, and then it's going slow again, and you're like, okay, come on. Yeah. And then you're going up and up, and it's cool again, and then super fast, and then really slow again. And I kind of noticed, like, the timing was a bit wonky with stuff.
That's a good analogy.
But, I mean, I see what you mean, where the timing was just weird. Pacing was just weird.
Yeah. That's a little maybe picking nits, but it was...
It could be... Like you said, just editing where scenes were deleted that probably shouldn't have been, or stuff that could have been taken out wasn't.
Yeah, it couldn't have been cut for a running time kind of thing, because it's actually a short movie. It's only
I was surprised
it was an hour and a half, hour and 40, I think.
It wasn't
you
as late
never
as it was.
Know what, if they cut things for just stupid reasons that don't need to be cut.
Yeah.
Well, I know they cut John Stewart because he was supposed to be in the movie.
I like him.
Really?
I forgot the guy's name that was cast for the movie.
And he was perfect. He looked really good. Yeah. I remember seeing him.
We definitely cut that part. Yeah. We didn't see him.
Yeah, it'd be a scene or two, I'm sure. Or if they wanted to get really into geeky, the one crowd scene with where Parallax is going through the city and there's the school bus, they would have had a gym teacher on there. Redhead gym teacher?
No.
Yeah, because that's, I don't know how, you know, since they've done so many Crisis, I don't sure of his origin story, but that was kind of guy's origin. Started as a gym teacher. So, yeah.
But the 3D was really good.
Oh my gosh.
They actually showed the 3D movie.
Well, yeah, because we got started with the 2D version of it that they accidentally started playing.
And it's my first time seeing anything in 3D ever.
And so
popcorn popping in your face.
I'm like, maybe this isn't as impressive as I thought it was going to be. This first, you know, the first time they started it, I'm like, okay, that's pretty, but I don't really see anything special about it.
Yeah, I had my glasses on. I'm like, this is... What? This isn't 3D.
Exactly.
It was kind of like I don't know. It's flickering a little bit or something. I'm not sure what was going on, but it felt really off.
I'm like, this is kind of weak.
And then it stopped. And then people are like, "What? And then little man, you know, little usher guy is like, oh, we start, you know, blah, blah, blah.
We started the wrong one. We started
Which is the neat thing about digital projection is they can just hit a couple of buttons and show the right.
Pop it up.
You know, this is weird, but I'm actually glad that happened. Because when do you have an opportunity to really compare the difference?
Exactly. And it was a big difference.
Oh, my gosh.
It really brought it to life.
I giggled out loud at one point because it's my first time. And I giggled out loud at one point because I'm like, this is so neat.
Yeah, I'm usually underwhelmed with 3D. I mean, I still like it. I think there's a lot of potential. But I was actually impressed with the 3D.
It was really cool. Yeah.
Especially when it's filmed in 3D.
Right.
My biggest beef with...
There were a couple of parts that seemed very ViewMaster.
Oh yeah,
looking where it was more like, okay, this is on one plane, backgrounds on another plane.
Well, there's a contrast like that. Yeah.
Hey, don't be dissing ViewMaster, man.
Right. But when it's a scene like when he's in his apartment, when it's like there's not really much you can do with that, but when he's like in the plane and or when he's in space, and then you can really
tell. The OA scenes were.
It was gorgeous.
But they tried in the apartment and the office and stuff. They put like, okay, a model airplane in the foreground or something. So you know there's layers of depth.
But
they knew it was 3D and they tried to
work
with it.
And I thought that was really cool.
At least they didn't get too gimmicky with throwing stuff at your face.
Yeah, that's what I hate.
Except for the asteroid field.
But that was neat,
though. Well, I mean, that was your asteroids. You're weaving in and out of asteroids, so that's kind of a given. Which, they sure got there really quick. Just saying. Sorry.
So, Shane, what do you think, man?
I mean, I liked it. I really did. I thoroughly enjoyed
it. As a Green Lantern fan.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they did. You know, obviously, I knew there were going to be some,
liberties taken.
Yeah, liberties taken.
Characters.
Right. And, you know, one thing I was disappointed in, but, you know, I'm not going to nitpick that much, is, you know, I'd kind of always wanted to see the big, gigantic Green Lantern sitting on Oa, you know. They kind of took a liberty with that, which, you know, and I kind of understand. And the way they did it made sense, you know, the power being in the planet, you know, coming out. I just thought that was a cool idea, how the power coming out of the planet. I thought that was
cool. Well,
you
see, they kind of flew by, and it looked like the central power battery.
Yeah, only underground.
Only underground.
Well, yeah,
that looked like just a node or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. So, I thought that made sense. Yeah, you know, that change made sense. So
they have it that way, and I think it was in Emerald Knights. Which we'll get to talk about a little later. And I think it was in First Flight, too. They had a scene where they're recharging, and it seemed to be like in a cavern or in a building rather than out in the open.
Right.
Instead, they had that big Green Lantern symbol out and about.
And if you think about it, does it make sense to have your big main power battery sitting down in the open
dangerous.
For somebody to come
and attack
it?
Just bomb it, right?
You know, so
right.
That makes sense, you know. I mean, I thought they did it justice. I really did. I thought they did it justice. I mean, you know, like, you know, I agree with everybody about the parts of the drug kind of that were slow and kind of drug on, but the action sequences, the 3D, I was happy. I enjoyed it. I really did.
Christina?
I don't know a whole lot about Green Lantern except from what I've gleaned from you. And I mean, I learned from Wikipedia. I tried to do like a crash course. And First Flight was kind of like, the crash course. But I enjoyed it. I mean, I can see, like I said, like the pacing seemed a bit odd. And it seemed like they were trying to cram a bit, you know, a little bit too much into it, like a single movie, because you know, I mean, it's an epic, how many decades long of a character, so it's kind of hard to cram like an origin into one, what you said, like an hour and a half.
Yeah,
But I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. It's like you said, it's no Iron Man, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was cool.
As listeners know, and both that know me, I'm big Green Lantern fan.
Really?
And
I've been dreading this day for like a year now.
Since the movie was in.
Oh my god, he's going to be pissed off for like a year. It's going to suck, and he's going to be mad, and oh my god.
I'm guessing you're the only person in the room with a Green Lantern tattoo.
Probably so.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I didn't tell you about mine?
No.
Yeah.
I Shane and I went to the 1201 last night or early this morning, I guess, technically.
Mm-hmm.
And I was quite impressed.
He came home and I sleepily asked, "What did you think?" And he said, "It didn't suck." I'm like, you know what? Coming from Brad, that's a glowing review. Yeah, I was expecting
also 2:30 in the morning.
No, but I was expecting him to say, "Oh, it sucked," but you know, but I it didn't suck was a glowing review.
Like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff I can nitpick about, but there's also a lot of cool stuff that they threw into. Mm-hmm. Still not crazy about the costume. Still think it's god awful.
I like the way it pulsed. I like the way.
Mm-hmm. I was saying the energy.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah. No, I liked it too.
It seemed like it was at the end of the movie. It almost seemed like it was slightly different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, like, he was slightly different.
It wasn't as textured or cracked or something. It was. It seemed like it was smoother.
Maybe that's a conscious thing,
solid.
Though. That
yeah,
he's it a little more. More solid, he's yeah. a little more comfortable yeah. as the Green Lantern now. So mm-hmm. maybe if it's from himself, I mean, if it's from his own will that the suit is made, maybe that's because he was a little more comfortable. I mean. Maybe that's a bunch of bullshit, but I mean, it's,
no, that's what's called a good no prize. In case
well,
moving
I mean,
into Marvel, there
he's a lot more comfortable as a Green Lantern now, so maybe that's why his costume's a little more solid.
No, I mean, no, it makes good sense. Mm-hmm. I wish there was a little more delineation between the green and the black mm-hmm. instead of kind of fading.
Glad he was not wearing the stupid white gloves.
Yeah, I'm glad he was not wearing the stupid white gloves.
What kind of superhero
wears white gloves? I'm glad they don't have the freaking
white
underwear on the outside anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that's old school, Brad, and you probably like it, but
I'm in the Brad boat. You know, it's not like he's going to be punching people and getting blood all over his gloves. It's not like Batman wearing white gloves. I mean, this is Green Lantern. He's going to stand back and hit you with his ring.
That's
you know.
I like the fact that they had the big green boxing glove.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? That was awesome.
I like
they went old school with that.
I like the power battery. It looked really like kind of steampunk and kind of cool. Mm-hmm.
It looked...
I mean, I'm looking around the room seeing all the different kinds of power batteries.
Almost
and
elegant.
Really, I really liked it.
It resembled more Kyle's, like a slimmer version of Kyle's power battery than just, you know, the old lantern style.
The only thing I didn't like about the power battery is it did look different enough that it made their emblems silly because the emblems look more like the traditional lantern symbol.
Yeah,
so
but the one
is
on
it
Oa,
not a symbol of the...
The one on Oa...
Well, the big looks emblem like, yeah. Oh, looked like that, but not the power battery itself.
But are all their power batteries different? Like individual?
It depends
like...
on who's drawing the comic.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's like the rings.
Maybe the first lanterns were like that or something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you go thing. Back and read like the actually like right behind Shane. Mm-hmm. The,
Scott's.
The Manhunter. Power batteries are very squared off.
If Abin Sur was so special, maybe his power battery was special.
Who knows? Maybe it could be. I pledge allegiance to it.
I love that scene.
I got from a dying purple alien.
To infinity and beyond.
By the power of Grayskull.
That was awesome. That was absolutely awesome. He had that little bit of camp that would have made Nathan Fillion...
Yeah.
Fit right in.
Yeah.
You know, I liked that a lot.
Yeah, I wouldn't have liked it if he was wisecracking all the time like he was Deadpool or something.
Right.
But when
he
did do the lines, they were really fun and it really fit.
Right.
I mean, how Jordan does that, he wisecracks.
Yeah. And Ryan Reynolds did a good job.
You were so
good,
upset.
He did a good serious when he needed to be serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You were so upset when you heard it was Ryan Reynolds.
Right. And I still say I think he would have been much better as Kyle Rayner than Hal Jordan. But he did pretty good in the role. So
a lot of people say he would be a good Flash.
Yeah, I
he would
see
have made
that.
A good Flash. Yeah,
not maybe not Barry, but Wally,
or a mixture of the two, like the Flash TV show.
Oh yeah, that was.
Oh yeah,
that was weird.
Parallax is freaking scary.
Since when does Parallax have dreadlocks?
He looks like the Silence. He reminded me of the Silence from Doctor Who.
Parallax had dreads in.
Oh, you know what he looked like?
They were like, sometimes, I don't know if you noticed this, but sometimes when you saw a close-up on his little tentacles, it looked like you could see people's souls and stuff running around.
I mean, he absorbed all the fear.
People, yeah.
They really changed the origin of Parallax.
Because isn't it like a bug-like?
Well, it's in comic continuity, at least as it stands right now, until DC reboots their university in the fall.
Right. They'll probably add that in.
Yeah. So
like everything I've seen of Parallax, it doesn't look anything like that.
No, Parallax is one of the, I guess, embodiments of the emotion, or he's one of the entities. Then there's like one of these entities for each emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And so Parallax is the embodiment of fear,
mm-hmm.
which is the yellow power which Sinestro uses and what tied into the yellow weakness, which, as big a Green Lantern fan as I am, it makes a hell of a lot of sense for them to leave that out of the damn movie.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, leave the entities out. They don't need that.
Yeah, well, they brought Parallax in.
Parallax was a combination of the Yellow Fear and the Guardian.
Yeah, it's kind of like they smushed the entity and Krona together.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly what they did. Krona and
And, you know, the Renegade Guardian and all that. And
right.
He looks like the Silence.
A little bit.
It scared me.
Yeah. Parallax?
Yes. His head, the head bit of him looks like the Silence.
Hollow eyes and cheeks.
Yeah. Scary, ashen, scary.
I've never seen it.
Scary.
It's Doctor Who thing.
Yeah. Scary. Yeah. Well, scary.
You were talking about the dreadlock look. You know what he looks like to me? You know those little thing, they call them snakes. You get them 4th of July.
Yeah.
They
burn.
Yeah, the ash. Little ash things, yeah.
And can I just say, can I have a plushie guardian?
Yeah, you were all about the Guardians.
They are so damn cute. Oh, my God.
Of course, I kept looking going, okay, which one's Ganthet?
Yeah, exactly.
And they never said.
But no, because I don't think, from what I know of Ganthet, I don't see Ganthet as being any of the ones that spoke.
Right.
Because they just looked all bitter and crotchety, and he's old, but I mean,
you know, look how far they had to climb up to get into those damn seats.
No, but I
think they could find good tailors.
Yeah, those are long
roads. No, but I see him as more of like a, I don't know,
him those
benevolent.
Things.
Yeah.
And they were just kind of mean. So I don't think he was any. I don't see him as being. I mean, I don't know much, but I don't see he was being any of those.
Well, you know what, Ganthet, I think this is from what I know of Green Lantern, the way I interpreted over the years,
which is like a zillion times more than I know.
Well, I think that he kind of grew into be that.
Yeah,
you know, I don't think he was originally that. I think he over the years he kind of came more.
Originally, it was sent that. He was the Guardian picked to learn more about humanity with traveling with Hal and Holly.
Was that like a punishment?
When the title was Thor. Green Lantern, Green Arrow.
See, I never read that, so I don't know. I've never read the Green Lantern.
That was way back. A few years ago.
Yeah.
For how anti-humanity they seem, though, was that like a punishment? Did he step out of line? They're like, here, go, be with them. It's like they talk about humanity like we're such a young, stupid species that it seems like a punishment that they would have to hang out with us.
I mean, think about it. We've gone to the moon. They've been flying around the universe for
forever.
Millions of years.
Yeah.
We went to the moon, what, 60,
30 years ago?
40, 50 years.
50 years ago.
And we think we're awesome.
The moon. Mm-hmm. And we haven't been back since.
I mean, look at the preview for Apollo 18.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, why should they come to Earth? We suck compared to them. There's nothing we can offer them, you know?
So, I would like to know from an insider perspective, what kind of inside jokes or kind of little nods were there that like we might have missed?
Shane and I saw it, her call sign being Sapphire.
I got that bit, and the fact that the Star Sapphire logo was on the side of her helmet.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, it's on the side.
It's on the
left side of her helmet.
I didn't see that.
In jokes.
Good catch.
See, I'm not so lost. I pay attention. So I didn't know if there was stuff like a name or like a number or a something that's something significant that an outsider might not get that you guys might get.
There were, if you're really steeped in Green Lantern stuff and looking in the crowds, there was a bunch of
on Oa?
On Oa. Mm-hmm. There was a bunch of lanterns. You know.
Oh, yeah, a lot of the favorite lanterns.
See,
I mean,
in
the book, yeah.
Buzz.
Salak.
Yeah, Salak, Buzz.
Stell.
Yeah, Stell.
And some you might recognize if you've seen the Emerald Knights.
Yeah.
Thing is, though, it's like with the three, in that scene in particular, I kind of like took the glasses off because it was so dark. Mm-hmm. So it was like I was trying to see details in the crowd scenes, and it was kind of hard.
We'll go back and see it in the digital.
Yeah.
And twist Martin to see it again. I don't want to see it again.
twist Brad's arm.
Find that hadn't slept in till 12 still at 30, I probably would have seen it again this afternoon.
I'm sorry.
Well, no.
I'm going to go see it again Sunday with my dad.
There you go.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. So,
taking Ron, too?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Nice.
But, yeah, so I think all of us here in the studio give it a good thumbs up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
See it in 3D. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool.
It is, like Christine was saying, the bad thing is about 3D is because it's half the resolution kind of thing, it's
darker.
A lot darker. Because
it was just the polarization.
And there were only a couple of scenes where that was a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, there were only a couple of parts where I'm like, I need to see what's going on.
Because for being a green space cop, there's not a lot of space scene.
We talked about his costume earlier, and I wasn't a big fan of the costume until I saw the 3D trailer for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was like, okay, this really shines in high resolution in 3D where you can really see the detail. You can see the glowing and everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not going to look as good if you watch it at home on TV or whatever. Right. You know, I mean,
you can't appreciate it on TV.
I liked it a lot more than I liked Superman's new suit.
Yeah.
I like that, like, how Tamar Rey's costume was a little bit different than Hal's. Mm-hmm. And I liked that each one was individualized to each lantern.
And
I thought that was really
something
cool.
Something that they had at one time really emphasized in the core.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then it became too much work.
Yeah, pretty much.
Probably. Now, Tamar Rey, though, they referred to him as a fish.
But he looks like a bird.
Well, no, he said his species was avian. Shares avian characteristics.
I was going to say, because he looks more like a bird than a fish.
I remember he was one of the first alien Green Lanterns I had ever seen in one of the old 60s comics. Mm-hmm. And there was something like wrong with the rings or something. I don't know. And so he took his uniform top off and he unfolded these big wings and he was flying around under his own power. And I was like, oh,
I just
cool.
think it's cool. Like, in comics, you can't really see them move.
Right.
You know, you don't really get a sense of how these characters move, but to see him move was really cool.
It was.
I mean, it was totally alien.
And Jeffrey
Rush
really, did a good job.
I love him anyway. See the King's
Speech.
The character
was good. The design was a little weird because, I mean, it's more like almost like a snapping turtle kind of a beak than a parrot beak, which is more like what
action figures, though, he doesn't really have a huge beak. I'm trying to find him now. I mean, he's everywhere. But, I mean, he doesn't really have a huge beak.
He doesn't that one.
Yeah.
Not like a parrot.
He's...
But I think he was cute. I think he's one of the cute ones.
I thought he would have been in the movie a little bit more. I was kind of hoping he would...
I know, I liked
him and Kilowog.
I love Kilowog. Oh, my God.
Only little parts.
And who was doing his voice? Was
Michael Clark Duncan from The Green Mile. I loved him.
Perfect. Yeah, that was perfect voice for that.
Is either him or...
Michael Chiklis.
Michael Chiklis.
I could read your mind.
Yeah.
Wrong universe.
But back to the costume. The one thing I didn't like early on was the mask.
Uh-huh.
I know they added everything digitally, and it really looked to me, as someone who's done Photoshop, it really looked like, oh, they just put a little Photoshop clipping mask around it and just, you know, colored
textured
it green.
In, right.
It didn't extend out any. It just looked like a color effect, and it just looked just so flat, it bothered me early on. But at the end, when he's all powered up, it really seemed to have more depth to it, and of course it had, like, the energy glowing around it and stuff.
Yeah.
And at that point, I thought the mask looked right.
Right.
Well, it looked really good.
Like when he closes his eyes, it's instead of being like a mask, it looks very smooth as one piece.
And I just love, from a Lois Lane perspective, Carol's line about, what the hell? I've seen you naked. Like, I'm not going to know it's you because I can't see your cheekbones.
That was great.
That was brilliant. But I just love that.
He's trying to change his voice.
I think I called him a retard at one point. Because I'm like, he's doing the whole Batman thing. I'm like,
stupid. He's called a Batman.
I was trying to explain this to Brad last night, but that scene reminded me of a scene in one of the Superman movies when he floating down and talking to Lois Lane.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It just kind of gave me deja vu about that. I was trying to, but I don't think you understood what I was talking about.
I know what
you mean. I was talking about when I was talking to Brad last night, but I don't think
it's also 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly. But, anyway, it just kind of reminded me of that.
Speaking of Superman, the opening sounded like Superman. Yeah. It sounded like Marlon Brando. Delivering the Jor-El speech and Superman flying through space heading towards Earth. You know,
you know, I think this is the first DC movie in how many years it wasn't Superman or Batman.
Right.
Yeah, no,
it's about time. We needed something different. They needed to show more of their, you know,
their repertoire. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and as off as it was probably closer in a lot of respects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
do you think it's going to do well enough to warrant a sequel?
Probably not.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's getting.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
We'll see. It's definitely all about the dollars.
Right. It's all about the dollars.
See, the thing is he's not, I mean, to us, he's awesome, but he's not, you know, one of the A-list Batman, Superman heroes. So it's like they almost have to work even harder to get in the people that
lots of advertising, lots of tie-ins.
How the Muppets are involved. What the hell?
Yeah.
The Muppet trailer.
Lots of books.
Oh, yeah. Subway.
I saw lots of books at the grocery store today. You know, Green Lantern stands of books and stuff.
Right.
I picked up a comic the other day, a DC comic, and it had so many ads for Green Lantern and Green Lantern products. Yeah. I mean, there was like a half a dozen. I mean, it's like there's an ad for the animated movie. There's an ad for the movie. There's the milk ad with Green Lantern.
The banner across the top of the cover.
I mean, it was just everywhere.
The display at Kmart with all the toys and stuff is fantastic.
If Kmart didn't suck, I would congratulate them on that.
Yeah, right.
That kind of pissed me off.
We'll have to get into the story about that when we talk about the video game here in a little bit. But I say, as a whole, we'll give it a thumbs up. Mm-hmm. Go and see it.
And even if you're not a huge Green Lantern fan, go. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's good
eye
candy.
Right. Good ride.
Take your kids.
Oh, yeah.
See it in 3D.
Oh, yeah.
In 3D, yeah. I think it's worth it.
And we will be back with more Green Lantern geekery right after, let's see, a little music, maybe?
Yep.
Kirby Crackle.
There you go.
All right. Here's Ring Capacity by Kirby Crackle.
I've yet to find my place. I'm guarding 2814. I don't know why it's chosen me, but from the corner of my eye I catch a glimpse of evil light. The fear tries to swallow me like I'm just some guy with an emerald. Everything. A purple man obsessed with me, so lost to the dark and it's now extinct. From any good it once possessed, pledged to the oath now laid to rest. No time for doubt, no quick eject, don't give in to fear like my father said. I'm
All right, we've geeked about the movie. And, of course, with any movie, there's movie tie-in type stuff. So we've got a few of those.
There's all kinds of swag out now.
Yeah, no kidding. But the first thing we got, DVD just came out not too long ago, and I think we mentioned it before, Green Lantern Emerald Knights. Glenn, did you pick this one up, too?
I picked it up, and I got the Blu-ray DVD combo.
Oh, you did get the Blu-ray DVD with the little Sinestro figure?
Yeah, with a little Sinestro with a little metallic costume on it. Yeah. It's kind of cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I like about Best Buy.
And DC.
Yeah, is they've done those little, I just like the little packs with the figures.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And this time you had to get the Blu-ray if you wanted the figure. In the past, they had like a deluxe two-disc version or whatever, but I think they've just kind of got like the no-frills DVD and then the deluxe everything Blu-ray. So I had to make that jump.
Yeah, so it's Blu-ray.
It's only like a couple, and it's only like a couple dollars more.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even much more expensive.
Right. And I thought, if anything, the Green Lantern would look good because of all the green power effects and everything. I thought that glow would show up even better on the Blu-ray. So.
Yeah, it's,
normally, you know, I always say, well, it's a cartoon. It can't be that much better. But
they do make a...
Yeah, but isn't it a combo pack, too, though?
Yeah,
yeah, it is a combo pack.
Yeah, so
DVD,
digital copy. Heck, you might as well.
DVD and digital copy and a little action figure and all that stuff. But it's what, 6 interlinked stories, I think.
Yeah, I think so. But it was... really done well. The way they interlinked it all, it really felt more like sitting down watching just a long animated movie, unlike some of them in the past that are just, they're so different. You know, I mean, I enjoy some of them, like the, what was the Batman one where...
Oh, Gotham Knights.
Gotham Knights, where it's, you know, a totally different artistic team on each one. That's kind of neat.
Halo Legends.
Or Halo Legends,
Halo Legends was Matrix. Really good.
Animatrix, whatever.
So at times I kind of like that, but on the other hand, this one was so similar. It was like seamless. It was like a, you know,
and the animation style didn't really vary from story to story.
No, not too much.
Which was pretty cool. And I like that they kept a lot of the same character designs for the lanterns that were in First Flight. Too. So the design of Hal was pretty much the same thing, although they got a much better voice in this one, I think.
You're a little biased.
A little bit. Then bowing
except
to...
for Kilowog. Kilowog kind of... I don't like
Kilowog. Yeah, Kilowog could have been a little bit better.
Who was he in this one?
Henry Rollins, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it Henry Rollins? I can't remember.
Yeah, Henry Rollins. But yeah, Nathan Fillion is the voice of Hal Jordan.
He's perfect.
Yeah, that fan made true.
Get over it.
Yeah, no. I said I liked.
I'm sorry. I love Nathan Fillion, but he's not quite as fit as Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. This has been the older, more experienced Hal Jordan later on. So. But yeah, it's was really, really good. Of course, it also helped that, you know, one of my favorite lanterns was in it, Arisia.
So. And kind of a pivotal role.
Yeah. She was like the rookie that Hal was telling all these different stories to.
And if you look the actress up that plays her, she really does look like Arisia.
Does she?
A little bit, yeah.
Like on IMDb, she's actually in a green dress.
Really?
Like she's on the red carpet somewhere and she's this cute little blonde. In Elizabeth a green dress. Moss. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of perfect.
And Sinestro was Arnold Vosloo.
Mm-hmm. Yay, the mummy.
Yeah.
Rock on.
Really
he
good.
He was just in Chuck last year. Last season he was on an episode of Chuck.
He's on Covert Affairs, too. He plays the Mossad agent.
Nice. Yeah, I've seen a couple episodes.
He was on a couple episodes last season. He was just on one this season.
I've seen a few of those episodes. I like that show.
Yeah, that's a good show, yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool. And then there are game tie-ins as well. Yeah.
Some better than others, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? He sits and complains, but he bought it.
I had to buy this Green Lantern game.
Then don't complain.
Be lucky I bought it instead of the 3DS and the 3DS.
Oh,
version.
My God. I was ready to kick him so bad. I'm like, you know what? If you want to spend all that money on a little console just to play one game, you go right ahead, but I won't be speaking to you for a while.
But there are... There's the Green Lantern Rise of the Manhunters, and it's out for the Xbox 360, the PS3, the Wii, the DS, and the 3DS. Haven't seen the Wii one, but the cover for the DS and the 3DS and the Wii are kind of a more cartoony looking kind of cover.
Yeah.
Oh, very similar covers.
Yeah.
So I'm going to assume the Wii game is more like the DS. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that game sucks. It's bad.
But okay, wait. You have to explain though. Is it bad because of the control? Is it bad because of the art? Is it bad because of the story? How is it bad?
Oh. Yeah.
Apparently.
The only thing outside of it being a Green Lantern game.
Yes.
That I found was kind of cool about it is there's a neat character design for Rissia.
Okay.
They've got like a more movie style inspired kind of costume. And it's really kind of cool looking.
Okay.
That's about the only cool thing that I've seen in it. And it's Game Boy Color type graphics. It's pretty bad.
That's terrible.
Yeah. But the 360 and I'm going to assume the PS3 version.
Oh my gosh, it's pretty.
I think most of y'all saw some of it earlier.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's all right.
For a movie tie-in game, it's pretty impressive. Is it perfect? No. It's got some camera control issues, as in there's no camera control to it. Very much like the Lego games. It's like you almost want to use that right joystick to move around.
Okay, nothing can be that bad.
It's pretty
bad. Camera controls on that make me angry. Because you can't see parts of stuff.
Which Lego game are you talking about?
All of them.
Oh, okay.
The only one I've ever played, though, was the Star Wars one, so I don't know. Bless you.
Excuse me. I must have a weakness to yellow pollen or something. So, yeah, I've really enjoyed it. Glenn, have you played any?
I haven't played it, and I will get it, but I've been buying a bunch of other games and things lately, so I'll probably wait for the price to drop a little bit.
Like, I'm not going to buy this sucker day one.
But he can wait.
Yeah, I'm going to wait.
He's not as big of a fan as I am.
There's a new Call of Duty map coming out.
What happened?
I tried to buy it day one.
What happened?
Hey, you got to tell this story.
Okay, so a few weeks ago, Kmart had a promotion where if you buy L.A. Noire, that game that came out.
Yeah.
And I wanted I wanted the PS3 version because I didn't want multiple discs. So I got the PS3 version. And when you get that, you got two things. You got a free $20 game and you get a $20 coupon toward a gaming purchase within like the next month or so. So I was like,
hot damn.
I'll get that.
Yeah.
And I'll use that on Green Lantern when it comes out as well. So a few weeks down the line, June 7th?
June 7th, yeah.
This is when the game came out. I go down to Kmart. They don't have the game. Okay. So I call the other Kmarts. No, we don't have them either. We'll probably get them in tomorrow. Okay. June 8th, call. Nobody has the game. June 9th, call. Nobody has the game. A week later, call. Nobody has the game.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Now I could have went and bought the game at somewhere, anywhere else. But it's the principle. I wanted to save my $20 and I have a $20 coupon.
That's a lot.
Yeah, exactly. So,
a third of the game.
Huh?
It's a third of the game price.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So, anyway, I finally talked to somebody who told me the truth, and they told me that depending on like the way games sell at Kmart, then they may or may not send them the new games, as far as their stock goes. I was like, this will bitch. But anyway, so we finally called the corporate people and complained, and they're sending us a $20 gift certificate that I can use online because I can order it online. The coupon I had won't work online to order, which is stupid. So we tried to get them to let me use the coupon online, but they didn't want to do that, so they just sent me they've sent me a $20 gift certificate or a gift card. Haven't gotten it yet. That was a couple of days ago. So I'm waiting on that, and we'll see how it goes. I wanted the game first day, but I'm kind of going to be like
Glenn.
Glenn, I'm sorry, dude.
It's late.
It's all right.
Blank. Glenn here, and I'm just going to be patient, and when I get it, I get it.
Boo on Kmart.
Exactly. So Kmart pretty much sucks for games. Don't go there for games.
That
kind of
undoes all the good stuff I was talking about, their action figure selection.
That's about the only thing they have is all those new cool Green Lantern
toys.
Shame. But as far as gaming, don't depend on them for games. So everybody.
Go somewhere else.
Exactly.
If you got to go to the Evil G.
They didn't even have the movie that day because the movie came out that same day.
Oh, Emerald Knight?
They didn't have the movie either. So don't depend on them for movies or games when they're supposed to come out.
Oh, wow. so. It's a big box, and sometimes I hate supporting them, but man, it's yeah. During lunch, I go up to Adaloop and go to the Best Buy, get my stuff,
yeah.
Stop in Long John's or something on the way back.
Exactly. So I'll get it eventually at some point, you know, and I can play it and have fun.
Well, with this
it,
way you know. Get to talk to Brad and get all the ins and outs and yeah, how to exactly. Beat it.
Yeah, yeah, apparently there's tutorials in the game, but I haven't found them.
Not really.
Yeah.
So, you're not going to play those tutorials anyway.
That's true. I just
who are you in. Kidding? It's like asking for directions. That's not going
to
happen.
Nobody reads the instructions.
Oh, no, there's no instructions to read. You want to see the instruction booklet in this game?
Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's an instruction booklet. Let me show you the instruction booklet in this game.
It's like a pamphlet.
That is. It's like
yeah.
Like a single fold.
Open that sucker up. Or something.
It's like a, this is like a Gamefly instruction booklet.
Oh, no, four pages.
Not, there's, and most of that's like wow. Disclaimer and table of contents.
And notes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you can write notes down.
There's, yeah. It,
who uses that?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But
notes.
Nah. Like if there's unlocked, like with the old NES cartridges or something where you got the punch codes in or something like right, that.
Yeah. Or like Loom.
Now, the neat thing about the Xbox 360 version, and I don't know about with the PS3 one, but it's, well, I know the PS3 one's in 3D, but I don't know how they handle it. This Xbox 360 game is 3D compatible. And you can go in, and there's two different ways of watching it in 3D. If you have a 3D TV that's got the glasses, mm-hmm. you can put it in one mode and play the game. Or if you just have a normal HD TV, you can put it in another 3D mode, and it gives you the old red and blue glasses.
That's adorable.
And they give you a pair of red and blue glasses that are shaped like a Green Lantern mask.
I think that's adorable.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I can picture little cool. kids sitting on their couches playing the game in their little glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Or Brad.
Man, it's not just...
I'm going to do it when I get married.
I think you should.
These instructions...
There's a full-page ad in there, too.
Yeah, there's a page ad for the Emerald Knights. There's two pages of notes. Two pages. Two blank pages of notes.
And, there's like,
and then an ad on the back for the Movie Master toy line.
Yeah.
And there's what, maybe just a couple of notes worth of... Play controls or something.
Wow. I guess that's why there's tutorials in the game, because there isn't any kind of instruction to go by to start with.
Yeah, there's 2.5 pages, because the third page is only halfway
down.
Yeah,
and the user license agreement.
Which is a full two.
That's kind of crazy.
Oh, it's two pages.
And an ad for Six Flags.
Wow.
And the Green Lantern ride.
Really cool.
Yeah, but we don't have a Six Flags in Louisville anymore.
Yeah.
Right. We wouldn't have the Green Lantern
ride. Well, actually we do, but it's not open.
Right.
Because they, I guess, closed that park when they went through their bankruptcy restructuring.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to open
up. Well, I hope somebody else buys them, because it seems like a waste of space. It's so nice. Yeah. Such a nice area.
Mm-hmm.
So. But you know, the Green Lantern Rise of the Manhunters, it's for a movie tie-in game, it's surprisingly pretty damn good. I mean, it's got the voice of Ryan Reynolds as Hal Jordan.
He does a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
So. Cool. I recommend picking it up.
And go to Subway and get the cups and the chips so you can get the codes and win prizes.
Yeah, I need to do
Reese's
that.
Reese's
has tie-ins too, but the cups from Subway are cool. I got you.
Yeah. If you have a 3DS or a regular Nintendo DS, don't get the game. Or if you get the game,
get it
really cheap.
Yeah, get it used.
Because it's god-awful bad.
For collector's sake, I mean, you were going to buy it anyway. You could have just waited and bought it used.
I mean, I'm glad I got it. Only spent like actual $10 for it because I had some coupons and stuff. So, otherwise, it's like a $30 game or something like that.
Yeah.
But, it's bad.
Buffy the Vampire gets... Slayer games that we bought are bad too, but we bought them all.
Yeah. Oh God. Whatever the last one was too. That.
Yeah.
Never really came out.
I bought the one in German. Hell.
Oh. Wow. God. What was that? There was one. Yeah, it wasn't released in the States.
No, the one for the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, there's a color game.
Game Boy Advance.
I bought them.
And then there was two. Xbox games.
Yep, I bought them. Chaos Bleeds.
Chaos Bleeds and whatever the other one was.
That's what it was.
Oh, well, Chaos Bleeds, I think, was on the PS2. One of the Xbox Buffy games was on the PS2.
Yep.
Yeah, and they were not great.
They were bad, but I bought them.
Oh, yeah. Especially the last one where nobody did their voice.
Oh, that is Game Boy Advance, Ben.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking at the back of the Nintendo DS game.
Yeah, it looks 2D.
No. Oh, it's bad. It is really bad.
I wonder why, though. Like, why? Why?
I mean, with movie timing, they only to make had, like, $1.98 for a budget.
I know they had to make them fast and cheap, but damn.
They didn't spend much time. It looks like what they did was they used another the assets from that game and just kind of made a 2D version.
Oh, yeah. The gameplay's nothing like it at all.
No, what I'm saying is they used, like, 2D versions of the assets from that game, you know, because it plays on a 2D plane, it looks like.
Well, it's like 2.5D because you've got to go back.
2.5D.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's 3D.
2.5D.
Around a lot. It looked like.
Oh, that one.
Oh, yeah.
The DS game is.
I'm sorry. I was talking about the DS game. That's I wasn't talking about the.
Yeah, that's 2D.
Yeah.
Yeah, but. Yeah, avoid the DS one at all costs, but...
not at all costs. If you're a collector, get it used.
Yeah.
Get it cheap, get it used.
Ask for it, put it on a birthday list or Christmas list or something.
Yeah. Little kid might like it.
I bought the Phantom of the Opera game for the PC back in the day, and that was bad.
Yeah. Movie tying games usually are
if you're a collector.
Pretty
if you're a collector,
bad.
You're going to do it anyway.
X-Files game wasn't all that great either.
I liked the X-Files game.
For the PS2?
No, I had it for the computer.
Okay. PS2 one wasn't all that great.
I was going to say, because the one for the computer was scary and good. So.
But yeah, Glenn, you played, what's like the worst movie tie-in game that you...
Jeez. I have no idea. I've rarely seen a good one, though. That's for sure.
Buck Rogers. That was pretty bad.
There was a Genesis Buck Rogers game.
I know, I played it.
Really bad.
Wow. I played it. It was bad.
I think it's supposed to tie into the TV show.
Even still. It was still bad.
That was an even worse TV show tie-in game. Even worse.
How about the first movie tie-in game I ever played, which was Conan. I played it on the Apple IIe.
Oh, my God.
And Conan had, like, this boomerang thing that he threw. Because that's just like Conan, you know.
Was it Crawl or something?
No, I don't know.
2001 Space Odyssey for the Atom.
I would say, E.T., worst movie tie-in game ever.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
For the Intellivision? I had it for the
Atari.
I had it for the Intellivision.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember the E.T. for the Intellivision.
Uh-huh.
That game made no sense.
No, it did not. We only had like a weekend or something to program it.
We had 2001 Space Odyssey for the Atom computer. Wow. It was bad. It was bad.
Shane, bad movie tie-in games?
Honestly, I don't play them because I usually hear they're so bad. So this will be the first one I played, actually. When I get it, it'll be the first one.
Yeah, but it's a sentimental thing for you guys,
exactly,
too. So,
right.
It's not even that it could be a tie-in.
Yeah, I
would have
got it even, no matter how bad it was, how bad the review was. Just good.
Green Lantern.
Yeah.
I got to get it.
Yeah.
So check it out. And we will be back with more of the show right after we recharge the rings.
Simple test pilot. No matter what it was, he knew how to fly it. When one strange night he saw a light in the sky and met an alien who was about to die. He was a protector of Sector 2814, and he needed Hal to take his place in the Corps. Green Lanterns protect every species and race. There's something kinda like the police, but in space. They use the power ring to enforce pure justice, like when you terrorize by a sentient fungus. Mine.
he puts on his super suit. The ring can construct anything from your mind. It's like having some jewelry that can make CGI. It can make a giant fist, a bitch slap the bad guys, or a giant sledgehammer smash them down to size. In fact, nothing is small. I can't think of one thing. It's like he might be trying to compensate for something. So Hal flies around, but he's a bit of a tool. But the ladies who drool could fill up a dead pool. Carol Ferris seems to think Hal is such a smooth talker, but her leaked cell phone pics could make him a night stalker. Of the core, there's at least 3,200 others, maybe more, like Kilowog, whose brute strength is so fierce, and Sinestro doesn't view Hal as his peer, but he teaches him how to suppress his fear. Oh, but how can Sinestro be the name of a hero? Every emotion is tied to color on the rainbow. While willpower is green, well, fear is yellow. So despite all his strength and all of his powers, he's a hero that's killed by golden showers?
Well, it's time to start closing up things here with our little Green Lantern special. Final thoughts or any nits you want to pick about it? Lynn?
You know, I can't put my finger on what I would do different. I mean, that's kind of good because I don't have any major complaints. Mm-hmm. But maybe there was something cut out or maybe some pacing or something. I know earlier Christina mentioned the kind of roller coaster, but they need to have that. You have to have a lull so that you'll enjoy the fast pace again or the action again. So that they've got to have that. But yeah, maybe those moments were a little slow, a little long. But
it's still good though.
If they had made them shorter, then maybe people would be going, "Oh, there's not enough character development."
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
You got a problem when you've got a whole universe full of alien characters to explore, and a character's origin and his home life and his background and his girlfriend and his friends, you know, and so much to cover. They really did a pretty good job of
delicate
fitting it all
balance.
In.
Right. Yeah.
Other than no white gloves, I don't know what else to say.
Glad you brought that up, because then they don't have to get on me about bringing it up.
Leave it to the old school.
There wasn't any white at all on that costume.
No.
It was all shades of green.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right, though.
Behind the lantern on his chest was glowing a brighter, you know, almost white green, but that's about it.
Kind of turned white.
And his eyes turned white. Yeah.
Well, that's because, you know, normally in the comic it's all white, so they kind of had to fade the eyes out and still give it a little bit of a sensor.
Yeah,
which is kind of neat.
Yeah, that was kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
Adam? Mm-hmm. Any final thoughts or nits to pick?
I thought it was funny how there was a when Hal was talking to Sinestro, there were different shots of Sinestro, and I guess they were at different times because Sinestro's mustache, there was a part in it, and it would change.
I did not notice that.
It would change size.
That's awesome.
I was like, that part is changing size at different shots.
Dude, you are so observant. I've seen the movie twice now and have not got that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have seen it if hadn't told me.
He's a CGI expert. Of course he noticed. So,
that wasn't CGI.
No, that's it. Yeah.
Amazing thing, Mark Strong, that was makeup.
Oh, wow.
His costume CGI, but his head was makeup.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing makeup, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it looked
good.
I like the scars.
Well, at least
they
didn't do a Cesar Romero with the mustache.
Yeah, he just painted over.
Yeah. So that was just something funny I noticed.
Twice now, and I still, Now, I probably will not be able to unsee that.
Anymore. I know. Mm-hmm. I want to see it again just so I can see it.
We'll have to go back to a digital screening.
Yeah, because I would like brighter. To see the difference. Because, mm-hmm. you know.
Shane?
Well, I guess the only thing I can say is Hector Hammond, probably my least favorite villain. You know, I could have done without him. But
I don't really understand the point of him.
I do.
I mean, I don't know. He's just, I don't know. I think they could have picked a better villain, maybe. You know, secondary villain, obviously. Sinestro, I mean, Parallax was the main villain. But other than that, you know, I think maybe they spent too much time with him and his story. You know, especially then they killed him. So now he's, you know, they spent all that time on him. He wasn't even being on the other movies.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So maybe they could have spent less time with him and more on some cool constructs.
I think they had to have him because Parallax is this big universal threat that's, mm-hmm. you know, a threat to all the core. Mm-hmm. You need something personal. You need something on Earth.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't go up and just punch him, or once he shows right. up, he's there.
Okay,
you know,
I see
you
what
couldn't
you mean.
Keep coming back and forth and fighting Parallax on Earth unless right. they had him, you know, shrink down to human size and fight him at some point.
I,
you know?
Okay, I can
so,
understand that now.
Yeah, that does make
here's
make
a guy
they more personal too.
Yeah, they've got a similar origin.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
I liked they seeing both. The two origins at the same time. Mm-hmm. I think yeah. that was pretty cool.
So they needed him to yeah. personalize it and humanize the villain.
They did do a good job with the because in the comic they you know they have like that love triangle with him and Carol and
that's
and Hal.
That's kind of sad. Years, that was
that,
sad.
So.
Ever since Rebirth,
right? In Rebirth, they had
that was the one that I read. Rebirth.
It's a great jumping on point.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, I wasn't lost at all reading that. It was easy to read that.
Christina?
I think just from knowing what I know of DC animated and other stories, I think seeing Amanda Waller
mm-hmm.
yeah.
kind of was like an extra thing that I'm like, okay, why is
hot
she
Amanda Waller?
She was gorgeous. No, but I mean, I'm like, okay, why are they throwing her in already when it's supposed to be like, okay, we've got Parallax and Hector Hammond and now Amanda Waller, and it's like, knowing what I know of her, it's like that's just one more thing to take away
Amanda
from
Waller
that.
Was
well,
I can't think of her name. Her name too.
Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett. Yeah, she was in the running for Storm, wasn't she?
Back in the day.
Oh,
right. Okay. Like, yeah. Gotcha.
The Amanda Waller character is kind of, I guess it's not a great comparison, but one would be like what Sam Jackson's character is in the Marvel movies.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Similar. Yeah,
she'll be a unifying
kind of like
force.
CIA, NSA. Gotcha.
It's like you're not sure if she's good or bad.
Right, yeah.
Which would be kind of cool if they were to bring Angela mm-hmm. Hammer cameo in the next the Superman movie.
I'm sure that's
up.
What
right.
they're planning.
She kind of alluded to the fact that she's got, you know, because she was talking about how, you know, how did she say it? Like, that she was more than just a doctor, the way she was talking.
Yeah.
There was mm-hmm. more to her than just
she has other irons in the
right,
fire, yeah.
Exactly.
And then they even fit her origin in there.
Right.
Yeah, they did.
Just
that
like,
oh, yeah,
split
yeah,
second.
Yeah,
it's
real
but
quick.
But that was a cool way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I really liked
if
that.
If she shows up in Superman, that would be cool.
That would be
or,
awesome.
Or even, you know, there's another Batman movie.
Right.
Batman.
Yeah, but he kind of does his own thing. He doesn't even.
Yeah.
He kind of. So he maybe when they reboot Batman after he's done.
Yeah, I bet they will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like that Carol is smart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love Lois Lane and all, but damn, she's not so bright.
Especially but, the one in Superman Returns.
I mean, come on, he's wearing glasses.
Right.
If you took off your glasses, yeah. I would still know it's you.
Right. Oh, it's even worse in Smallville, for God's
no,
sake.
Yeah. I know, but I mean,
yeah. I didn't wear the damn glasses.
Like, no. in the books, does Carol know that it's him the whole time?
It depends on which version you're talking
about. Okay.
Yeah.
But
she
I mean,
does now because she starts half hour.
Yeah.
I appreciate yeah. the fact that she's smart and she's not going to put
I've
up
seen
with
you
his.
Naked.
Like, I'm not going to know it's you without your, you know, being able to see your cheekbones. Like, I love that. I think she was a great character.
I think she did the character justice. Is that she didn't really look.
Physically,
like,
yeah, physically
you know,
she doesn't quite look like
Carol's a little taller.
I can't go that far with it.
I think she'd be off
no, she
pretty.
Yeah, so many different artists have drawn her so many
right,
different
exactly.
ways. Yeah.
It's like, what, you know.
Yeah.
And she'll be pretty in the Star Sapphire uniform mm-hmm. when it comes time if they ever decide to go that way.
Yeah,
something to look forward to.
I think she'll be pretty. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think she'll be all right.
Especially if that action figure has anything to
and
do with it.
Yeah.
You looking at the Star Sapphire or the Wonder Woman Star Sapphire one?
He's looking at the
I don't know whichever one. One.
Okay. That's still, it's
one. The blackest night one over there.
It's the same costume. Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
But I, as my first
I'm okay with this.
3D movie, I was really impressed, and I would see it again.
Especially like when the ring comes out and is floating at the beginning.
I giggled like a little girly.
Shane, you and your wife Dezetta were kind of like now trying to grab the ring.
Exactly. Especially at the credits at the end, you know, the ephemeral credits at the end were just really cool. And like,
the credits looked like they were like a foot in front of your face.
That is so freaking cool.
And then, and of course, but with any movie, got to
stay to the end.
Actually, didn't have to stay all the way through. About halfway through the credits, maybe.
Right, halfway through the credits.
It was very cool.
And that's where I think they've definitely were missing out on a scene because the credit scene, you know, that you always got to stay through, is Sinestro puts on the yellow ring. It's almost like there was a scene missing.
Yeah.
That they talked about forging a ring and they did forge a ring.
They really didn't develop that very well.
Yeah, they didn't really develop it. It's like there's a scene or something, a scene or two missing.
Well, they did show the guardians in that chamber with the yellow energy.
Right. And they showed him making
the ring.
But the motivation for him to go ahead and put it on.
Yeah, right.
But there was like, here it is. Oh, wait, no, we're not going to use it.
Right.
I'm very much looking forward to seeing the outtakes and stuff that we missed because there's stuff they cut that was supposed to be in there.
Yeah.
You know, I almost wonder if they cut it so short to maybe appeal more to kids, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
Could be.
Because, a two-hour movie for kids.
Or you never know what makes a director want to cut a scene.
Who knows?
If it was the director that cut it.
Right, well, that's true.
The studio, man.
I mean, you never know what's going to make...
It's like for every 20 minutes I think you can cut, you can fit in another screening in the day or something like that a lot of
times.
That's
awful.
Yeah, but as we learned, there's like an hour between screenings because we got there like an hour early.
Yeah, we got there an hour early, came in like right at the... credits or there's something.
I was all freaking out because I'm thinking, okay, it's going to be sold out and we're not going to get seats and we're going to all have to sit separately and it's going to be, and we got like you said, we walked in at the end of the credits of the previous showing. There was nobody in there.
Which normally they won't let you in until
I know.
Yeah. We walked right in.
But Gwen said the guy was complaining about y'all being in there, wasn't he?
Yeah, the guy stopped me from going in, said, oh, we haven't cleaned it yet. And then I waited. He went on in, and then I waited around a little while, and I decided to go in anyway.
Yeah.
And then another usher came by and said, oh, we haven't cleaned that yet. Don't go in there.
I'm I didn't know that.
I can't get in.
We could have just walked right in.
Well, she said,
here's your glasses.
Here's your glasses. Here's your...
No, she said, do you need glasses?
Oh, that's right.
This is what she said to me. Do you need glasses?
Well, because you expected,
it's 3D.
Folks like me just went ahead and walked off with their real 3D glasses.
Well, it's like, what do they do with them?
They
recycle.
Yeah, the recycle.
Do they melt them down and recycle?
No, they take them back and do sanitary screening.
Oh. Well, I will keep mine for next time, and I'll say, no, I don't need them. I'm green. I will keep mine.
You're green.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm green today.
The biggest one is, the Guardians didn't forge the damn yellow power ring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a movie. They got to compress everything so that it's all interrelated.
Right.
I mean, that's why the Joker shot Batman's parents.
Yeah. Do you really
want them going into the Quardians and the negative universe and all that?
Honestly, I want them to do that?
Yeah.
Yes, he does, yes.
Would the general population understand what the hell was going on? Exactly. Not a damn bit.
If they told it the right way, they could.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, you would need like 12 movies.
How many Batman movies have there been?
Good ones?
No, just all together.
Not as many as you might think.
1966
four?
Movie.
Five?
Well, you go back to the 44.
Well,
there's been at least
serial
one
movie,
four?
Yeah.
Four or five?
Six.
Yeah.
Including
since
the old 60s.
Do you
seven.
Count Clooney?
Since 1980. How many have there been?
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
I actually like Batman Forever more than everybody else
did. I like Batman Forever because it was really? Like a comic book. It was bright and...
Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to the sequel.
The Batman sequel?
No.
Or
the
Green
Lantern
sequel?
Yeah.
I hope there is one.
I'll just be happy with more direct DVD animated movies.
I
really enjoy
those
them.
Out because those are really, really good.
They're high quality, and I love that it's all the backstory. Then, the director will choose their favorite animated the episodes from all the episodes they've ever done, and they can choose, like, here are the best Green Lantern episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And this way you can see across the board, you know, different art styles and different... It's,
you know,
just
what they
cool.
didn't do on this that they had done on previous releases, and I don't think they did it on All-Star Superman either, but those second feature, they had, like, the shorts.
Yeah, they didn't have that on there. Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, I missed that.
That was kind of cool.
They did that
I like
Shazam
that.
Thing
yeah.
that was a short one, and it had like all the other
all
shorts
the other
with
shorts,
it.
Yeah.
Extended. There's
yeah.
like another minute or two in each one of those.
And then there's no more shorts on the new ones. That's kind of lame.
But they used them all.
I do miss the shorts.
Now, yeah, there's
are
only,
they really?
There's only been two releases since that, I think.
I love
yeah,
that.
But still,
so.
Neither one of them had it.
Go see.
Well, of course, maybe with this last Green Lantern one being all shorts, really, maybe
yeah.
That's why they didn't do that and. And something All-Star Superman, I wasn't all that impressed with that. But, you know, getting back to the Green Lantern movie.
Here's the important thing. The important thing is not to go opening weekend, but to go, like, next weekend. So it's got, like, it shows,
legs.
Like, it's got staying power. Yeah, exactly. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be, you know, huge opening weekend, but as long as it's got staying power.
Yeah, so take that little green pill.
Wish it. You squish it at him.
Yep, I got him.
All right.
Yep.
You killed Buzz.
Ninja.
Sorry. Sorry, Buzz.
You're green. You need a yellow ring, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. I learned something valuable.
Yep.
Don't drink a large sweet tea from McAllister's and then get to the movie an hour early and then sit there through the movie.
Oh, poor Glenn.
Your weakness against yellow?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you said that. I shouldn't be surprised. Who am I kidding?
And on that note, if you get a chance, go see Green Lantern.
Go see.
Definitely worth it.
Let us know what you think. Yeah. If you're a Green Lantern fan or if you're not. If you're new to the whole genre like I kind of am.
And like me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're out of here.
Cheers.
Peace.
Be seeing you.
Have a good one.
Go for it. Say something.
Say something.
Oh, see you later.
Brightest day. Blackest night. No evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Green Lantern's life.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.
Okay, Christina. Oh, hell. Okay.
What?
No, nothing.
I didn't do it. I forgot
I got to change the inputs.
I'm like, I didn't do it. I swear to God, I didn't do
it. It wasn't me.
I've just been sitting here.
Okay, Christina, give me a mic check.
I'm here, mic check. I'm here. Am I good?
Yeah, you're
good.
Do
you need more? Okay.
Shane.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
He's so quiet.
Yeah, you got to lean in and fillet the mic.
Wow. He's a charmer.
Adam.
In brightest day, in blackest night, no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power, Green Lantern's light.
You really ought to know better than to do shit like
he
that.
He knows better. He does it anyway.
I know.
Because he does it.
Well, that's
so well.
Partially why I do it, so you have material.
Glenn.
Oh, yeah. I'm still here. Yep. I'm awake.
You're awake.
He's awake.
He's here, huh? What?
We used to be up till 4 in the morning doing these
things. Yeah, I know.
And he's got a yellow mic.
I got
watching.
A new one.
Watching.
When he was freelancing.
I got
that's
the
right.
black one.
Oh,
he's
a zombie.
I mean,
he's a zombie. Oh, no. I'm like, I'm I'm freaking out about your tickets, and you're sitting there making up oaths, okay? Like, I'm trying to find tickets.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, that thought crossed my mind today, too.
Yeah, but you weren't freaking out about tickets like I was. I'm like, I'm spending my work time trying to find your tickets.
I was thinking for the mic check, I should come up with a pod culture.
As long as they're not green chicken rings or onion rings, we'll be okay. Because that would have just been gross.
Pod culture, episode 269. The Green Lantern sped... In geekest day, in nerdest night, no fandom shall escape our sight. Let those who worship boredom's might beware our power. Green Lantern, fuck it up! All the way through it. Son of a bitch.
Pod culture's light.
Yeah.